Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, everybody. I'm Paul Charchi, and my co-host today is Matt Harrison.
Hey, Charch.
Perfect week for you.
Yeah.
Because you've got the coolest of the Super Bowl prop games that I've ever seen.
Oh, I thought you were just mentioning because today is National Work From Home Naked Day.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Inconvenient for me.
Well, we're at your home.
Dogs, totally naked.
It's true.
Dogs, Scraps and Pepper, totally naked. It is great to have you here. It's been a few weeks. Speaking of been a few weeks, Scott Fisher is slated to be on next week for a big Super Bowl preview.
Yeah.
And then the following week after that is going to be things that we want to remember from this year, but we're worried we're going to forget.
Okay.
And so, you know, there's all these nuances that are fresh on our minds now as the season is ending. That August, it's a half year from now.
Give me a sneak preview. Give me a sneak preview. Like
Cam Akers
wasn't
Cam
that
Akers
bad.
Did not suck down the stretch.
How did I know it was going to be the guy you harped on all preseason?
Yes.
Nobody who's ever had an Achilles has ever.
No. And not drafting Cam Akers was absolutely the right move because by the time he was any good, you were in your fantasy playoffs and you were probably out of your fantasy playoffs when
obviously.
You drafted Cam Akers.
But interesting to kind of feel that out for the Achilles guys like Mo Ibrahim from the University of Minnesota, running back going into the draft this year.
And
some people think of him very highly, did well at the Senior Bowl. It's interesting because he had an Achilles just about 2 years ago. So
2 years ago, and he had a pretty productive final year at Minnesota. Some people think he won't get drafted at all. Others think he's a day three guy.
But
it'll be interesting to see it. There might be new feeling like, you know, guys can get over this Achilles and they can, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean the end of a running back's career. We'll find out. I've got a dynasty question for you because you're very tuned into with Shock Fantasy, the trade value for players.
Sure.
And I want to set this up because I've talked to a couple of people about it already and I want to get your opinion on this. Justin Jefferson right now is a almost like name your price fantasy dynasty commodity.
He is. Yes.
But if we fast forward the clock 1 year from now, Kirk Cousins may not be under contract. Mm-hmm. The Vikings could be trying to start over at the quarterback position.
They could.
Justin Jefferson's currently not under contract. What if this thing goes sideways with him? Who knows? There's not a lot of variables And that'll be, by the way, that'll be Justin Jefferson's, you know, they'll pick up his fifth year option.
Yeah. But,
you know,
so he'll have
things
one
will
more
be
year.
Really ahead yeah. if the Vikings don't get a deal done with him here. There could be a ton of variables for Justin Jefferson, none of which are the case now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider moving Justin Jefferson now if you owned Justin Jefferson in a dynasty or empire league? And what do you think you could reasonably get?
Well, I think right now Justin Jefferson is arguably in a non-super flex league. He's arguably the number one player.
The most valuable player.
Yeah.
Perceived as the most valuable
and
player.
And I think number two would be Ja'Marr Chase.
Right. I wouldn't view it that way because of the difference in quarterback stability and age.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think that's kind of where I'd start. If I was in a league in Minnesota, mm-hmm. for instance, which a lot of the players I play with are in Minnesota, there's a little bit of unnatural love for Justin Jefferson since he's mm-hmm. a Viking. I'd go to the Ja'Marr Chase owner and go, you know, Ja'Marr Chase and this for Justin Jefferson and this and start a conversation mm-hmm. that way. But try to get a high end guy back in a play like that, like a super high end guy, and then a piece, maybe a draft pick, something along those lines.
Is there a running back? Is there any running back you would trade straight up Justin Jefferson for?
No.
Probably not, because the shelf span of a running back so short, right?
5-6 years tops.
Tops on
most running backs.
That's a few. Then that's really elite level.
And who would be your top dynasty running back right now? Would be McCaffrey still? Because we're getting up to that 5-6.
I don't think so.
Not
right yeah,
there.
Right. So I don't think it would be McCaffrey.
Jonathan Taylor was like the consensus guy last year, but is everybody feeling that right now after coming off kind of a down year? Like,
you know, if Houston gets it all together, it could be Damian Pierce, but probably not. He doesn't catch enough. There's not an obvious
Saquon
guy.
Saquon Barkley about to find a new team. Austin Eckler getting up there in
right?
age.
That's like, the problem.
We're at the cliff for a whole
Breece
bunch of these
Hall
running backs.
Coming off ACL.
Yeah.
But maybe Breece Hall.
Breece Hall might be the guy. Maybe Kenneth Walker.
Maybe. I thought Breece Hall, whenever you said and done, based on what we saw of mm-hmm. them, Kenneth Walker played hurt, so that's an extenuating part of this, but I thought Breece Hall looked a little better.
I think the guy that a lot of people, a lot of the dynasty wonks are into right now is rookie coming out, Bijan Robinson.
Well, yeah, he looks phenomenal.
Because he looks like one of the more complete running backs. Maybe you're going for Justin Jefferson for pick 1-1
and
something else really big, like another first or another really good player, like a Drake London or something along those lines.
Yeah. Is Drake London a really good
Garrett
player?
Garrett Wilson. How about that?
That might be a better. Well, who's his quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers, probably.
Maybe so. All right. Well, this will be an interesting one to follow throughout the offseason.
Yeah.
I'm warming up to the idea that if you can get enough for Justin Jefferson, the time to move him strategically is now, not a year from now.
Yeah. But isn't it always the time to move on?
It's when he's the most valuable player.
When you don't want to move on from that player.
You're probably right.
That's probably the best time. If you go, I don't want to move on from him, it's probably time to explore it.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. The Super Bowl is next weekend.
Yes.
So this is kind of a weird little buffer weekend. And one of the things I decided to talk about with you today is Super Bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Super Bowl party. Most of us do that. Super Bowl party.
Yep.
Either you're hosting, you're going to one. And if you listen to this podcast, I mean, you're a gamer of some kind, right? You're a fantasy football player.
Absolutely.
You're a social gamer. You like to compete with and against other people, you know, by the way, this is, I think, where bettors and fantasy players split a little bit, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy players are into the social aspect of it.
Yeah.
More than bettors who are operating in a vacuum. It's me versus the house. You know, I'm betting the Eagles -1.5 points.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has nothing to do with anybody else. But fantasy play only works, mostly works with other people.
Mm-hmm.
DFS is being a different, its own beast. So I think that is one of the differences between those two, the social. It's like, by the way, it reminds me a little bit, like when you go to Vegas, the most fun of any of the games that's being played
mm-hmm.
is craps.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the table where everybody's cheering and yelling and high-fiving and everything else.
Most of the time when one wins, everybody wins.
Right, because you're winning and losing together. It's social. Then there's blackjack. Dead silence. Right?
Unless you're me and you're an idiot at blackjack and people are watching you.
They're angry
tens.
At you. Right, yeah. Exactly.
What are you doing?
Sending laser beams your way. You fool. I think that's part of what we all love here. Shock Fantasy's got a great Super Bowl party game, but I want to talk to you a little bit more broadly before we get into your game in particular. What makes a great Super Bowl party?
It's got to be food first.
I think it is.
You have to have, whenever I host the Super Bowl party, I always say, bring a football snack to share. And we always get such a cornucopia of football snacks, awesome stuff.
Whatever that means.
Sometimes people go just pick up chicken wings because they don't want to cook, dips, all sorts of fun stuff. It's fantastic. But
I think most people, even people who don't cook very much, have got like a signature thing that they make and they want to go bring.
Yeah, I'm a big buffalo chicken dip guy. Dip some carrots or celery or pita chips in there, like that kind of stuff.
My wife makes that.
Yeah, but food is number one, and you want good company. You want to have good friends around you where you know they have a few drinks and everybody gets excited about the game, and that's where the Super Bowl games come in, because when you have something to bet on, even if it's small wagers, even if it's a buck here or there, that's what makes it fun. And I think that can bring different aspects of the Super Bowl into things. The first bet I ever made in my life was with my dad on Super Bowl 20.
Okay.
And I took the Bears over the Patriots and I was hooked. What, I won a dollar.
that was the 85 Bears.
A Super Bowl shuffle. I was Super 5 years old.
Wow.
Thanks, Dad, for getting me in.
I think one of the key things for a great Super Bowl party is two TVs in separate rooms. The casuals in one and the hardcores in another.
That's a good idea.
And you don't have to designate it like that way. Like you, Matt, you go to the casuals. I'm going to the hardcores.
You have tickets that, let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. You're downstairs.
Some people care about the game.
Yeah.
Other people want to talk through the game.
Exactly.
And you need to partition those two groups, like by a different floor of your house, ideally. Different room of your house.
That makes sense.
Yep. And the key here, the kitchen. Because all the lightweights are going to be in the kitchen.
Around the food.
Right. Because that's the wherever the food is, that's where most of the people usually are.
Yeah.
And the booze. And the TV from the kitchen is where the lightweights are going to be.
Sure.
Your hardcores are going to be in some other room. With the nuance
dangling from the ceiling.
Maybe so. So I'm a believer in the two TV Super Bowl party.
Yeah. Well, you also have five butlers at your house.
Yeah. To attend to them. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fully catered.
The second home theater is really nice, by the way, that you just put in.
That's in the servants' quarters. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right. I want to tell you some of the, I Googled best Super Bowl party games.
Yeah.
Oh,
some of them are really
the horrific
bad.
Answers that came back.
Oh, really?
So get this. Top number one answer per Google. Best Super Bowl party game. Super Bowl charades.
What?
I can't imagine a better buzzkill than having people show up at your
everybody
house.
Everybody shut up. Right. It's a film. This is the worst.
That was the top rated Super Bowl party game. Then there was, this is also horrible, the Super Bowl word search. Yes, with the jumble of letters.
This seems like something my grandma would throw together. Like, oh, I found a football word search. Find Dan Marino.
Then something called Super Bowl Emoji Pictionary.
I almost just swore on the podcast. I almost dropped a WTF there.
And then there were two others that I thought were absurd. One was go in the backyard and go play football. I'm here for the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's the last game of the year. And I'm supposed to spend the Super Bowl out back.
Well, that's obviously not a Minnesota thing.
Then there's that. And then lastly, play cornhole. And again,
Come on. Okay,
if I live in Arizona, I guess.
This was like compiled by people who live in San Diego who don't have a football team.
And don't even like football, apparently.
It's Southern California all the way.
When we come back, Matt, let's talk about the Super Bowl games we actually like to play.
Sure.
A little bit about the Shock Fantasy Super Bowl game in particular. Stay tuned.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back, Fantasy Football Weekly. Paul Charchi and Matt Harrison. When it comes to any of these games, I need a skill component to the game.
A little bit of skill, a little bit of luck. You get the combo of both, and it's the perfect cocktail.
I think for this scenario, yes, you do want to have a little bit of luck in it. I mean, for example, the first question of the Shock Fantasy game is how long is the national anthem going to be? You set the over-under at 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yes.
There's luck. I mean, you can try to do a little analysis. I understand country singers,
yes,
like Chris Stapleton, tend to go long.
Yeah, the last two national anthem singers that went over 202 were was it Luke Bryan and Eric Church was involved in
all
both
right,
of those.
There you go.
So it both country singers there, but the average national anthem time is 115 seconds, which is 1:55. So the over under a little bit inflated on this one. So.
They need to do research. It's pretty fun. What happens if at the last minute they substitute out Chris Singleton and bring in Aretha Franklin?
I don't think that they're going to do that, but
they could. And now your national anthem over under is 5.5 minutes.
So one of the things that happened, this was a Super Bowl a couple of years ago, is somebody was outside. It was an outdoor stadium. I don't remember which one, but they were outside just recording the sound from the stadium for the warm-up, so they could get the warm-up, and they're like, this guy's hitting it at 146 or something like that, and all the money, I mean, most sports books will only allow you to
wager a certain amount on
those kind of games, but all the money went and hit the under there.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, what a lot of people don't know is, and at least I think they don't know, all the singing, national anthem, the whole halftime thing, it's all pre-recorded. They leave nothing to up in the air of what could possibly go wrong, what somebody might say, which goes all the way back to the Janet Jackson thing. Right.
The wardrobe malfunction.
They just don't, you know, now that's all, you know, that's all preset. Back to the skill component of the game. I can't play, just me personally, can't play like lotteries. I can't play scratch off. I can't play pull tabs. Can't play a slot machine because there's, I don't feel like I have any part of the outcome.
And that's Super Bowl squares.
And that's Super Bowl squares. Exactly where I'm going with this.
And Super Bowl squares is fun.
Is it?
Is it? You have to have a lot of people at your party, number one.
You got
to
fill 100 squares.
You got to fill 100 squares. By the way, the barber shop, I go to this like small barber shop, just two dudes who run this place.
Yeah.
They have a squares board in their barber shop for every week of the year for the Vikings games.
Oh, that's great.
So you can buy it.
Very smart of them.
And
I like it.
And so everybody comes in and they just deal in cash.
I love it.
It's like, I think it's $100. I'm like, you're sitting on 10 grand.
Which they pay out.
They do.
I'm sure they do. And part of what the thing about square, if you get 2 and 2 as your squares number,
yeah,
you have a 0.1% chance of hitting it.
Yeah, I actually, on my Super Bowl prop bet game, I have like a little squares component just if people want to have that part of the game in there. It's question 32 if you're looking, Charge.
Squares. What number will be in the ones column of the score for either team?
But you get to select your number in this case.
Yeah,
I like that. And the ones that have the better odds, like 0, 7, 3, they're standalones. And then the other ones that are, you know, less obvious and hit at a lesser amount.
Yeah.
Those ones cost a little bit more, but you also get a little bit more vig on it. So
I like
it. Fun.
All right. Okay. That's part of the fun of this. Our friend Brandon Molesky's got a game.
Yeah.
Where
the yard pool.
Yeah. The yard pool. You want to describe how that works? Do you know?
That one's pretty simple. He gives out numbers 0 to 100.
So he sells 100 entries.
100 entries. And if a touchdown is scored from your number, so if you got number 86 and an 86-yard touchdown is scored,
then I can't pick 86. I'm randomly assigned a number 1 through 100. Yep.
You get the money on that. So obviously good to have 1,
yeah.
2,
yes.
3. The low numbers are a lot better, but then they just split the pot with how many touchdowns are scored. So
yeah. Anything with like a random thing, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I can't play. And I love Brandon, but I can't play his game. Your Shock Fantasy Super Bowl game, which we encourage people to get, $10 at shockfantasy.com.
Yep.
And then I can photocopy. I don't have to do it for $10 a person. I download it once, I can photocopy it from my friends.
Yeah. So what you do is you go to Shock Fantasy. It's in the shop. You download the game and you get a PDF emailed to you. And you can also just download it straight from your computer there. And you print off as many copies as you want for your party. So it's $10 for the whole party.
Yeah,
not $10 per person.
Right. So that's handy.
And I don't like run a game where I'm collecting money.
You're just downloading the sheet.
You download the sheet. You run it at your party. You have fun with the people at your gathering and play it out there.
Kinds of questions. We mentioned that question number one is the national anthem. Question two, during the national anthem, which Kelce brother will be shown on camera first?
Yeah.
Is it Jason? Is it Travis? Is it neither? Or the split screen.
Oh, that one's hardcore. I don't think that they go split screens during the anthem.
I don't know. Usually it's the camera panning down the line of players.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I think how that usually goes.
Sure.
Coin toss does not interest me because it's to me, it's too much luck and, you know, that whole bit right there. Where on the field will an offense run the first scrimmage play of the game? Over under 25 and a half yards.
Yeah, basically.
Yep. Yeah. That's I like that one. You're pretty much asking is the kickoff going to go out of the end zone or not?
Is it going to be a touchback or will a guy try to run it back and do poorly?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which could happen.
Yeah.
You don't know. Who will be shown first on TV after the kickoff? Andy Reid, Nick Sirianni, Maya Rudolph, or any of the Eminem characters, and any split screen of Reid and Sirianni?
Yeah.
I like it. So who's going to be on screen first out of that group?
You know, it could be Maya Rudolph and that M&M's campaign. Maybe they get in real quick. I don't know.
And we don't know what the order of the commercials are yet.
No. And if you go down to question 12, I have my Super Bowl commercials section
in
the thing. There's 5 questions about the Super Bowl commercials and they're tied to events in the game, not which commercial will happen first, because you can do research and find out, oh, E-Trade has a commercial in the first quarter.
Right.
But you can't do research about which commercial will happen after the first score of the game.
Because you don't know when the first score is going to be.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you can guess it'll be early.
Yeah.
After the first punt, which of the following insurance characters will be featured first?
I'm a big Limu, Emu, and Doug guy. I'm going to definitely
I didn't know that guy's name was Doug.
You haven't heard the song?
I've heard Limu, Emu.
And Doug.
Oh. I guess I'm not listening that closely. I'm impressed I knew any part of that, actually. Did you know the Mayhem guy from Allstate is missing a thumb?
No.
Yes.
So did it happen in a Mayhem commercial?
It did not, which would have been perfect. I mean, not that I wish him to lose a thumb, but...
But why don't they use that
in the commercial?
Ah!
Blood splat flying everywhere. I think he did lose it in grisly fashion. I don't think he was just like born without a thumb.
No, okay.
And if you notice in all the commercials, he's either wearing a glove or they're doing something to hide that hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Good for him for overcoming it. Who says you need all 10 digits? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody says that. You've got some halftime stuff in here as well. Mm-hmm. Bunch of full game options. Will both Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts each reach at least 250 passing yards?
Yeah, and from question 22 on to the end, that's more related to the football stuff. So yeah. there's
a little something for everybody.
There's your skill-based stuff. There's your luck-based stuff. It's all thrown together, and we have what's a nice little game. I've been doing it for 12 years now. I've recycled a lot of questions that I like, but I've come up with different questions throughout the years and tried to come up with some fun ones that keep everybody involved throughout the whole game.
All right, that's the Shock Fantasy Super Bowl prop bet game. You score it right, like immediately after the game. You provide a score update to this, right? So, I don't have to score the whole thing myself.
If you're following me
right?
on Twitter at Explosive Output, of course,
which you should.
I also tweet out the scores as they happen with the hashtag Matt's Prop Bet Game, MATS Prop Bet Game. And You can kind of follow along.
Okay.
Those are my particular.
That's how your interpretation of these.
This is my interpretation.
Okay. Yeah.
I do say that every game manager gets to do their own.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you could be in a different market and there could be a few local commercials sprinkled in.
Maybe
some of the commercials are a little bit different,
yeah.
But I do allow some leeway for them to kind of run their own game too.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Some others that Twitter gave me, some other Super Bowl games.
Yeah, I saw put it out on Twitter.
Some people say, tell everybody, bring single dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And then they use the single dollars to bet on. One person mentioned they just have dollar bets on whatever the next commercial is going to be coming up. So they bet it during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to say Pepsi or whatever, right? And whoever gets it right ends up getting it. As the first commercial coming out of the break gets the pool of dollars.
Mm-hmm. There's a game that I actually purchased. I just pulled it up on my computer. I'll kind of show you charts. It's called Football Betting Board.
Okay.
And it's like a little rubber felt mat that you put on a table.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a whole bunch of different football situations from every play, who's going to touch the ball in the next play, commercials, what the camera is going to be looking at coming off of the commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
All those kind of things. And you play it with just people. And it's a little bit like roulette or craps where people are just putting down they're calling out what they're putting down and people are betting against them.
Yeah.
And then people just, you know, scoop the dollars or scoop the chips and figure it out at the end.
All right.
I bought one of these a few years ago and I've pulled it out at every Super Bowl party and it's very fun.
That is
very fun. You can play it for any game. But I found them on Facebook, football betting board on Facebook.
It sounds like QB1 a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. The old QB1 game. I used to play at Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, if you've got all these dollar bills, you pass a cup. Everybody puts $1 in the cup to start with, and then you own that set of downs. And if they score a touchdown, you win the pot. And then you win the pot, pass the cup. I should have read this more closely. Another one for any penalty and your set of downs. Oh, so I think the bit is... All right, you got a cup. When the cup comes to you, you put in a dollar.
Sure.
You pass it if there's a new set of downs or there's a penalty. The cup gets passed to the next person. They put in a buck, and it just rotates around the room
Okay.
until somebody scores a touchdown. Then they empty the cup.
Yeah. Kind of fun.
I could
say. Kind of random.
It is a little random.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little random because you can't affect the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you could still be holding a cup full of dollars.
Dollars. That'd be fun. Yeah. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll break down the game in detail.
Yeah.
Fantasy style.
Oh, Scott Fish is totally ready for that.
Oh, I know.
By the way, my playoff pool that you're in with me.
Yeah.
I haven't put out the email to update everybody, but the top eight teams have zero or one player
shut
left.
Up.
So it's anybody's ball game.
Wow. Seriously? They're down to zero or one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Including you. I think you have one player, but I think you're like five or six.
Do I? No. I've got at least two Eagles. I've got AJ Brown and Dallas Goedert. So I have at least two Eagles, but that's not going to be enough to hold my position, apparently.
Oh, you have three, actually.
I have three left.
You're at number nine.
I'm at nine, three left. I'm not going to win.
You're not going to win.
No, I'm not going to win. That's not enough players. I went, even though I thought the Eagles were going to make it, I went against the Eagles because I was worried. You and I talked about this mm-hmm. a few weeks ago. I was worried about that San Francisco game would be low scoring. Mm-hmm. They could only possibly play three games, not four games. So I didn't back the Eagles as much as I wanted to. Now I regret it.
Reaction to any of the AFC or NFC championship games?
I think the Eagles are the best team, and I think they're going to win. You're going to hear that. I just feel like they're almost a team without a weakness. You've got the best pass defense in football. Mm-hmm. Their run defense is good. It's mm-hmm. not great, but it's good.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are not a great power running team. Mm-hmm. Pacheco's is nice. He's good. He's not amazing. And then their offense can beat you through the air. AJ Brown and Dallas Goedert and Devonta Smith and Jalen Hurts through the air. And then they can run better than basically any team in football.
Yeah.
So where's the weakness with Philly?
I think the only weakness would be, is Jalen Hurts
up for this?
Yeah.
Well, and that.
Like, can you get to him and ding him up in this game? And I think that takes an element of their offense out of it. But Patrick Mahomes already dinged up.
He is dinged up. But psychologically, Mahomes has been here and done it, right? I mean, he's
third in 4 years.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and all these AFC championship games. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been in big, big spots many times. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, it's, you know, this is all new territory for him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Same with their head coach. Same with basically
everybody, right?
The whole Eagles team, even though they were in the Super Bowl, what, 5-6 years ago?
But there's nobody left.
They're Jason Kelsey.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I think, was Goddard on the team then? He was backing up Zach Ertz.
Maybe he was a rookie.
Yeah.
If not, he was the next year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how football will turn over whole rosters in the 5 years span between two Super Bowls.
Yeah. Absolutely churned there. Yep. So
thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
We'll talk to everybody next week. Bye bye.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.